Okay, today's daf is daf Zion. We're going to finish up Vav. We're really going to start at the top of Vav Amubet today and hopefully get through the end of Zion. It's a very long daf, but a lot of Agadata type stuff. Okay, all sorts of statements about Dayanim in general. Refuah Shlemot, David Avram Ben Miriam, Orla Pnina Bar Rachel Frida, Yael Miriam Bat Chaya, Daphna Chaya Bat Sari, Lana Mira Bat Tina, Reza Bat Pesha, Rafa Levi, Rachamim Ben Tzipori, Yoshua Dan Ben Naomi, Runi Bat Sara, Ava Amuna Bat Chava, Micha Bat Esther Miriam, Moshe Ben Bluma, Yuzo Nishmat Moshe Chaim Ben Ahu. Okay. I'm going to start at the very top of Vav Amud, or really the very, very bottom of Vav Amud Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, we have a very long bright that basically takes up the entire daf. Okay, just pass one of the sheets. Tanu Rabbanan. Kishem shadim b'shlosha, kach bitzua b'shlosha. Okay, just like dinis b'shlosha, bitzua, compromise, is also done mediation b'shlosha. Remember, we saw machlok at 1, 2, or 3. Nigmar hadin iyata rashai livtzua. This is the first opinion. If you finish the judgment, once you decide what to do, right, let's say regular din, you can no longer go back and do a pshara. Okay, we're going to have a bit of a machloket about this, whether you can do pshara at all, whether you can do it, right, whether you can do it, at which stage are you allowed to go do mediation. Here's a Rashi Tevot for the 8 Tanaim that we're going to see right now. Okay, there's Sarmash Bankash. Okay, we're not going to go through how, like, Rabbi Lezer ben Osher, Rabbi Yossi Aglili is the Samach, because of the Yossi, the Samach, and the Yossi. Okay, it's not the greatest way to remember, but anyway, okay, we'll leave that aside. Rabbi Lezer ben Osher, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Omer, Asur Livtzoa V'chola Batzei Areza Chote. We started with this on Friday. You cannot compromise, and anyone who does is considered a Chote. V'chola Mebarechet HaBotzei Areza Mena'etz, V'alzeh Ne'amar Botzei Berech Ne'atz Hashem. Okay, you're not allowed to make compromise because it goes against the truth. And anyone who blesses someone who does this is basically like cursing God. Eli Yikovadina Tahar, I'm just going to go through this quickly because we read it. Shne'emar Ki Hamishpat Le'Elohim Hu. V'chei Moshe Yomer Yikovadina Tahar. Aval, right, Moshe was like that. Cut straight through to the law. Aval Aharon Ohev Shalom V'Rodev Shalom. Mesim Shalom Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Shne'emar Torat Emet Hata B'Fiu. V'Avla Lo Nimtza B'Svatav. B'Shalom V'Yishor Alach Iti. V'Rabim Heshiv Me'Avon. Okay, and the assumption is that Aaron did this before the judgment, right? He tried to make it so that people wouldn't even get to judgment, but once they get to judgment, it has to be absolute truth. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. So now we're going off this Bryce is not organized in how would you best organize it? So I organize it differently on the sheet, okay? Because now we're going off of, right now we have two opinions. One, the Habotzeh is you can do bitzia, you can do mediation, and the second is it's no good. Now, since they're already talking about Botzei Berech Ne'atz Hashem, you can now go to the second chart on the sheet. We're now going to have three different interpretations. One is the one we just saw. And the next one is, we're going to see now three different interpretations of this pasuk. We've seen this before, actually. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Harei shegazal se'ah shel chitim v'tachana v'afa'a v'yifrish mimenu chala, ketzav mivarech. Are you allowed to be, if you steal chitim and then you turn them into bread, how can you make a bracha on the hafrasha chala, right? And how could you possibly make a bracha on hafrasha chala when you stole this chala? It's not appropriate. That's basically cursing God. Or what's the word? Minaetz, how they translate it? It's, right, so provoking God. That was a good interpretation I saw. It provokes God, okay? Or blasphemous. V'alzeh ne'amar botzei berech ne'atz Hashem. Rabbi Meir Omer, lo ne'amar botzei ela keneged Yehuda. Yehuda is the one who we're going to now say, okay, botzei berech we saw in two different ways. One is someone who blesses the botzei, that was the first interpretation. He blesses someone who compromises is bad. The second interpretation was botzei, someone who's botzei al pat, right? He breaks his bread. Who makes a bracha is blasphemizing God. They're using the word berech in a different way. The third interpretation goes back to the first, which is someone who blesses a botzea is blasphemizing God. Blasphemy. Thank you, blaspheming God. But here we're going to see botzea means something different. What is botzea here? Shneamar, it's Yehuda. Okay, what did Yehuda do? Shneamar, vayomer Yehuda lachav, ma betza kina roget achinu. What does it mean there? What profit is there for us if we kill our brother, Yosef from the pit? So what did he say to do instead? Right? He said, let's sell him. And what did the brothers say? Good idea. Right? So what do you see from there? Right? Kol ha'mevarechet Yehuda reza min ha'etz. V'al zeh ne'amar, botzei ha'berech ni'etz Hashem. So now what's the issue here? if he already was convincing his brothers to sell him, he probably could have convinced them to return him home at this point, right? We tortured him enough. Now we can bring him home. He learned his lesson. And that's why what Yehuda did, don't think that that was a good thing that he sold him to Mitzrayim. He should have brought him home. Okay, if he already was able to convince them, he should have been able to convince them otherwise. Okay, back to, okay, this is why this goes back and forth. That was all interpretations of Motzei Berach Ne'at Hashem. Now we're back to our basic machloket about Pshara. Third opinion. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korchomer, mitzvah livtzoa. Okay, not just you can, but it's a mitzvah. Shene'amar, emet u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'arechem. Okay, it's a pasuk from Zechariah. Okay, what's the issue here? What is mishpat shalom? Palo, bimkom sheyesh, it's an oxymoron. Bimkom sheyesh mishpat, ein shalom, right? Someone's always going to come out unhappy. Bimkom sheyesh shalom, ein mishpat. And if there's peace, then it means you haven't done judgment, because if you made everybody happy, then you obviously haven't decided the judgment. Nobody walks out of court, right? One side's always happy, the other side's always unhappy. Ela, ezim mishpat sheyesh po shalom, eve omer zebitzua, that must be compromise. Everybody walks out happy, right? They might not be as happy as they would be had they won entirely, but at least they're happy. Again, we have this, what's mishpat and staka? Right? Staka is charity, it's doing nice things for people. And mishpat is judging, again, it's that harsh, so what do they say? Halo komakom sheyesh mishpat, ein staka. Utztaka, ein mishpat, right? Wherever there's mishpat, there's no staka. Whenever there's staka, ein mishpat. Ela ezu mishpat sheyesh bo tztaka, heve omer ze bitzua. Okay? So, that's our third opinion. Now we're going to, again, go off to the side a little bit and say, well, mishpat utztaka we can explain in some other way. Atan l'tanakama, how would you explain it according to Tanakama? Dana tadim v'zikat ha'zakai. Oh, the Tanakama here is Rabbi Lezer ben Osho, Rabbi Yossi Aglili they're talking about. According to he who says that bitzua is a bad thing, how does he explain mishpat utztaka? We just explained that mishpat utztaka means compromise. But he thinks you can't do compromise or mediation. So how do you explain it according to him? That pasuk, so again, we're off on a sidetrack. Dana tadin, zikata, okay, so let's say he makes the judgment. Zikata zakayev, chayevet hachayav. Okay, so he judges, he rules, okay, this guy's guilty, this guy's innocent. Vira'a, shenitchayev ani mamon. And in doing so, what did he see? That the poor person, there was a poor person, let's say, I know a wealthier person, the poor person was the one he made to pay. Vishilem lo mitoch beto. So what does he do? The judge takes money from his own pocket and gives the money to the ani to pay the ashir. That's mishpat utztaka. Mishpat leze utztaka leze. It's mishpat to one and staka for the poor person. Mishpat leze shechzir lo mamon, that he got his money back, and staka leze shechilem lo mitoch beto. Yeah, we'll skip this pasuk, it's in parentheses. But now, on that issue, again, we're keeping off on a sidetrack. Kashilele Rebbe. Rebbe says this is a little difficult, because what does it say in that pasuk? We didn't read the whole thing. But the pasuk says, by David, it says, Mishpat shalom stakao mishpat lechol amo. Now, this stakao mishpat doesn't apply lechol amo. It only applies to aniim. So, kashilele Rebbe, hi lechol amo. Why does it say lechol amo in the pasuk according to your interpretation? Laniim ibaile. It should have said mishpat utztaka laniim. So, Ella, either Rebbe Omer, or maybe Rebbe doesn't say, this is just an answer to Rebbe's question. You see it's in parentheses, so some people say it, some people say not. Either which way, it doesn't matter so much for our purposes. Okay, so even if you don't interpret it that way, we can interpret it a different way. Mishpat leze utztaka leze. Mishpat leze shechzir lamamano. That's obvious, the one who gets his money back. Utztaka leze shosigzela mitachat yado. The one who... Right? It's a tzedakah for the judge to actually write. It's very hard to... I was thinking of the book Ha'olar of Shalom Aleichem, right? That famous story where he steals a pocket knife and he can't, and he's haunted by these, you know, but he can't return it. I think that's what I remember, and I read it as a little kid. It was very vivid, that whole thing about him struggling with being able to return it. So here the judge allowed him to basically return it by judging against him. So it's a tzedakah that he allowed him to return the item, and he can have a clear conscience, basically. So that's the tzedakah, which obviously isn't charity in a financial sense, but it means tzedakah for him. Okay, back to, we're now opinion number four about pshara. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh omer, Shnayim shabau lefanecha ladin, ad shelo tishma divrehen, o misha tishma divrehen, vi'i ata yodeh lehechan din noteh, ata rashay lomar lehem tzu bitzu. So either before you hear the sides, both sides, or once you hear the sides but you still don't know where the judgment's going, you still don't know how to paskin on it, then you can do bitzua. But misha tishma divrehem, ba'ata yodea lehechan adin noteh, once you already know where things should side, iya tara shaylomar lehen tzu'u b'tzu, shenemar, and he learns it from a pasuk. So at that point, you can no longer do compromise. Potir mayim reshit madon, right? So this is obviously different from Tanakama, who says gemar din. This is before you say the gemar din, but once you know already, right, it's an earlier stage where things are going. Where do we learn this from? Potir mayim reshit madon. If you let water go, it's the beginning of, it's what causes fighting. And before you reveal the fight, you should abandon. Okay, so what does this mean? Before you figure out, right, where, before they learn hitgala is to reveal, which is really usually with a hey. Okay, here it's with an ayin. But sometimes roots had the same, first two letters are the same type of root, even if the third is a different letter. So kodem shenitgala hariv atayachol lenatsho, then you can abandon it and go to mediation. But mishenitgala hariv iya tayachol lenatsho. Okay, we're going to see more about this pasuk poter mayim reshit madon in the continuation. Okay, next opinion, Rish Lakish. This is our last fifth opinion. Rish Lakish amar shnayim shabau ladin echad rach veechad kasheh. Ad shelo tishma divrehen, o misha tishma divrehen, v'i ata yodea lehechan adin noteh, ata rav shai lomar lehem. Right, this actually doesn't have to do with it. Sorry, I forgot. Those are the four opinions. We're done with, okay, to change it here. But I'm done with the four opinions. Those are the four opinions about Bitsua. We're going to go more in depth about them on the next Amud. Okay, now we're on Rish Lakish, and he says, two people come to din, one is soft and one is hard. That means one is a nice person and one is a little bit of a rough guy. So ad shelo tishma divrehen o misha tishma divrehen, either until you hear what they have to say, or once you hear what they have to say, v'i ata yodea lehechan adin noteh, you still don't know how to paskin, atar shaylo mar lehen, ein ani nizkach lechem. You know what? I'm not interested in judging you. Shema nitchayev chazak v'nimtza chazak rotfo. Because maybe the strong guy will end up being the one who's guilty, and then the guy will go beat him up, right? He's scared. So he doesn't really want to judge his case. Now, by the way, some people say that this is only if they're random judges, but if you're the judge of the city, you can't just say, I'm not willing to take this case because I'm scared. It is very relevant, right? A mafia case comes before you, you know. And so they say, at what stage are you allowed to? But misha tishma divrehem, v'ata yodea lechan adin noteh, once you already know how you're deciding, then it's too late. I'ata yachol lomar lehen eini nizkak lachem, shene'amar lo taguru mipnei ish. You shouldn't be fearful of anybody, okay? You're a judge, you shouldn't be fearful. Okay. This is, by the way, it's a pasuk about, it's in Dvarim Perek Aleph, when they talk about the judges, when Moshe retells the Yitro story about setting up the Sarei Alephim Sarei Meot, it says, Lo takiru panim b'mishpacha katon kagadol tishmuun. We're going to darshan parts of these pasukim later. Lo taguru mipnei ish ki ha-mishpat l'elohim hu. Okay, so don't be scared of anybody in the Mishpat. Now we're going to have a bunch of drashot about this Lo Taguru. So the first is Rish Lakish. Okay, so that should really be in the lower chart. We're now in the third chart on the page. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha Omer, Minayin L'Tamid Sheyoshev L'Fnei Rabo, Rira'az Zchut La'ani V'Chova La'Ashir, Minayin Shelo Yishtok. Okay, let's say a Talmid is sitting before his rabbi. His rabbi is judging the case, and he's not. Now, we have this whole thing. The Talmid isn't supposed to say anything before Rabo and all that. But if you see that he has some sort of zchut for the ani, and chovah la'ashir, and the judge is doing the opposite, minayin shelo yishtok, where do we know that he shouldn't be silent and not be scared, both of his rav and of the rich guy? Okay? Shene'amar, because both those people are scary for him. Lo taguru mipnei ish. He shouldn't be fearful of both the ashir and his rabbi, and he should speak up. Okay, so on the one hand, you shouldn't teach something when your rabbi's in the city. On the other hand, if you're sitting in court and you think you see something that the rabbi's wrong about, you should tell him. Maybe you're wrong also, but at least give him the information, as maybe he doesn't have all the information or he doesn't see it properly. Rav Chanin amar, lo tachnis varecha mipnei ish. Don't withhold testimony or your opinion about, I think here it really means your opinion about something, mipnei ish, okay, because you're scared of someone like the ashir or the rabbi. Okay, continuing in the Braita. V'yu edim, this is another issue about judges. V'yu edim yod'im et mihe mi'idim, v'lifnei mihe mi'idim, u'mi'atili para mehen. Okay, this sounds like, right? Perkava, right? Know who you... So this is the same thing. It means you should know who you're testifying against, which is not the Baldin, but God, basically. I'm saying you should view it as if you're testifying against God, and who you're testifying, right? At mihen mi... What is it? Yod'im mi... At mihe mi'idim v'lifnei mihe mi'idim, right? It's not the judges, but the judges are representatives of God. U'mi'atili para mehen, and who in the end is going to punish you if you lie, right? Shenamar, it's like saying, have the fear of God in you before you testify. V'amdu shnei anashim asher lehem ariv lifnei Hashem. It says they stand before God. What do you mean they stand before God, right? It's as if the courtroom should be like God. V'yu adayanim yodim, and not only that, but the judges should have that same fear of God. Et mihem danim, which is really, they're like judging God. V'lifnei mihem danin, and in front of who? In front of God. U'miyatili paramehen, sh'ne'emar Elohim nitzav ba'adat el. Okay, God is sitting there when they congregate to judge. V'chem bi'hoshafat u'omer, and a proof pasuk from Yehoshaphat. V'yamru al ha'shoftim, ru'u ma'atem osim, ki lo la'adam tishbetu, ki la'hashem. Okay, you're testifying again, you're judging God. Shema Yomar Hadayan Malitam. What's going to happen when you realize that? Shema Yomar Hadayan Mali Batzar Azeh, right? What do I need this for? Too scary. Talmud Lamar Imachem Bidvar Mishpat. Okay, that's the continuation of the Pasuk, which means Imachem, meaning you have to go with your heart. Ein lo ladayan ela mashein avroot. In other words, on the one hand, imagine that you're doing this all before God and that God is there, but remember that you're given the power to do it according to what you see fit. So on the one hand, it's this scary. On the other hand, and it's feel the fear of God. But on the other hand, go with what you see and what you feel and what your instincts tell you, basically, and what your eyes see. Okay. End of Braita. That was a very long Braita. Now we're going to go into all sorts of parts of the Braita. Hey chidami gemar din. We're going back to the very beginning, okay? When I got to this in the Gemara, I was like, gemar din, where are we talking about gemar din, right? All the way back at the beginning. Okay, that, the first opinion, that's why I charted out. You can see the opinions now easily on the page. So, nigmar din, you can no longer do compromise. What is gemar din? This is actually pretty obvious. Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, ish ploni ata chayav, ish ploni ata zakai. Okay, when you pronounce judgment. Amar Rav, halacha kerav Yeshua ben Korcha. He says, we paskin like Rav Yehoshua ben Korcha, who says it's a mitzvah to compromise. Ini, is that really true? V'ha Rav Huna, talmidei de Rav Hava. Rav Huna was the talmid of Rav. Ki hava atu l'kamei de Rav Huna. When he would come before Rav Huna, amar lehu, idina b'itu, ipshara b'itu. If you want, you could do judgment. If you want, you could do pshara. But what did Rav Yehoshua ben Korcha say? It's a mitzvah to do pshara. It sounds like it's ideal to do pshara and not whichever one you want. So my mitzvah nami dekam Rav Yehoshua ben Korcha. Now we're going to say, when he says mitzvah, what did he mean? Mitzvah lamemar lehu idina b'itu ipshara b'itu. It's a mitzvah to tell the judge you can do whichever one you want. Or actually, for the judge to tell the people, the Baal Edin, you can do whatever you want. In other words, it's an option. It's not that you have to do it. So then they say, well, if it's an option, then hainu tanakama. Then that's the exact same opinion as the first opinion, that it's reshut, right? So we said, right? Kashem shadim shlo kach bitzua b'shlosha, and just you can't do it with gemar din, but all before that you can. So ikabenai, what's the difference between them? Right? There's always an assumption if the brayta lists five people that there's five separate opinions. So ikabenai mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to mention the option to do pshara. Okay. Whereas according to Tanakhama, if you want, you can do pshara, but you don't have to say, well, we have the option to do mediation or we have the option to do judgment. So according to Rabbi Shimon Korcha, it's a mitzvah to say that. You should say that at the beginning of the sentence. So Tanakama Sever Rishut. So in Tanakama Sever, it's Rishut, right? Rabbi Shimon Korcha says it's a mitzvah, and Tanakama Sever, it's Rishut. But if that's the case, then Hainu Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya. But then Tanakama is really the same as Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, because they both say it's Rishut. So then they say, Yoika Benayu, this is kind of obvious, but Mishitishma Divrehem Batayotea Lehechanadin Yote, Yatarashalomar Lem Tzu Bitzu. Okay, in other words, there's the difference between them is the time between when you decide the deen, right? In other words, until you decide the deen, you're still allowed to do pshara according to the first opinion. Once you decide the deen, according to Rav Shimon ben Menas, once you decide what you're going to paskin, even before you've given the gemar deen, you're not allowed to do bitzua. Whereas Tanakama says you can still do bitzua as long as you haven't done the gemar deen. And this disagrees with Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai. Da'am Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai, lo ne'emar mikra ze, ele kenege ma'aseh ha'egel. Shinemar, this pasuk that we're going to read in a minute is about the Masa Egel. Vayara Haron Vayivem Mizbeach. Vayivem Mizbeach Lefanav. Okay, now we're going to darshan this a little differently. We're going to say Vayiven is not Vayivne, it's Vayiven Milashon Lahavin. He understood. And Mizbeach is not Mizbeach, but Mizoveach, from someone who is sacrificed. Okay, hold up. Mara'a, what did he see, Aharon, that made him do the Egel? Amar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefet, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ra'a Chor Shezavuach Lefanav. He saw that they killed Chor. Okay, right? They killed Chor. I don't know if you know this midrash. The assumption is, before Cheda Egel, right, they saw Moshe wasn't coming down, they killed Chor. Amar, Ilo Shamana Lehu Hashta, Avdu Lika Debao Bechor. If I don't listen to them and what they want to do, they're going to do to me what they did to Chor, Mekayim be, and what's going to happen, right? Obviously, this pasuk didn't exist then, but the pasuk from Eicha is going to come true. What pasuk? Okay, relevant for the 9 days coming up. Im yehareg b'mikdash Hashem kohen v'navi. Aaron was both a kohen and a navi. So he was saying, the pasuk is going to happen to me that they're going to kill me. V'lo havilu takanta lo'olam. And now, what's he worried about? He's not worried about his own death. What's he worried about? That they will never be able to be mitkaper if they kill me. Okay? They'll never get kapara. They'll never be able to tshuva. Mutav de la avdu la egel. Better, they should worship Avodah Zarah. Efshar havyalu takanta b'tshuva. That they can get tshuva for. Why? One you can get tshuva for, one the other, I'm not sure exactly. But he says that at least they can do tshuva for. Vahane t'nai. Okay, let's stop. So now, what's the issue here? This is the pshara that they were talking about. In other words, this was a pshara that Aharon made. Okay, this pasuk about, he's referring to in this pasuk. He's saying, Ubotzea berach ne'at Hashem. He's giving a different interpretation. The Botzea, who made the pshara, that if anyone blesses, this is like the Yehuda one, right? Anyone who says Aharon was good and what he did, this pshara, is also ne'at Hashem. In other words, it was a bad pshara that he did. He compromised, right? He said, either they can worship, they can kill me, or they can kill the egel, so let's, right, Adif, I'll do a pshara, and we'll make the egel. That was a bad move. Okay. So, that was the side thing about that pasuk. V'hane t'nai. Now, all the others who don't agree with this interpretation of poter mayim reshit madon v'lifnei et galea hariv nitosh, which has to do with the timing of when you could do bitsua. So, by the way, what's the poter mayim reshit madon? I forgot to explain. What they're saying is, catch it before it gets worse. Okay? So, poterma, almost like release it before it gets worse. And that's why they're saying it's pshara, right? Do pshara if you can before the beginning, right? The beginnings of a reeve are just going to get much worse. It's like a hole in water, right? If water goes through, it makes a big hole. If you stop it up right away, it'll be okay. But if you don't stop it up, the water keeps making a bigger, bigger hole, and then it becomes impossible. That's what they're talking about, reshit madon. The beginning of a fight is like water that you're trying, right? But if you stop it up, what's the best way to stop it up quickly? Compromise. So that's what I'm saying. But then, lifneitz galat, hariv nitosh, only to a certain extent, right? Once you already reveal what the judgment should be, then you can no longer do it. So now, what does everybody else do with this? My darshu, what do they do with this? Darshu beked Rav Hamnuna. They do it like Rav Hamnuna. What does Rav Hamnuna say? Da'am Rav Hamnuna. Ein tchilat dino shel adam nidon ela al divrei Torah. When you get up to Shamayim, what's the first thing they're going to ask you about? This has nothing to do with anything we've been learning right now. It's just darshu in this pasuk. The first thing they're going to ask you about is, did you learn Torah? Okay? Shene'emar poter mayim reshit madon. Mayim is nimshal Torah. Reshit madon is the beginning of judgment, right? How much Torah you did is going to be the first thing they judge you about. Amar Rav Huna, Hai Tigra Demaya Letzinora Debidka, Demaya Kevan Deravach Ravach, right? This is what he's saying about what I said. The burst of water in a pipe, right, is going to basically, right, once it starts opening up, Kevan Deravach Ravach, and you won't be able to conquer it anymore. Abai Kashisha Amar, Dame Leguda Degamla, Kevan Dekam Kam. It's like a board on a bridge. I don't know exactly how this worked, but they claim that once you establish it well, once you step on it, it gets entrenched, right? In other words, the first few times you walk on the bridge, it's a little rocky. I don't know how this works exactly. But the way they made their bridges, once people stepped on it, it made it firm. Maybe they didn't hammer in the nails so well until everybody stepped on it, and it solidified. So that's what they're saying also about a reeve, that the reeve gets worse as you go on. Okay. Shame v'shati sheva zmirot. This is all hu siman. These are all simanim for the next section. Hahu dehava ka'amar v'azil tuve. Sorry. Hahu dehava ka'amar v'azil. Okay. He was saying tuve deshama v'adish chafua bishte. Chafua bishte mea. Right. Someone who says. Wait, I forget how this works. Better to listen to the cherpa. One second. It says I took myself notes, but now I'm confused by them. One second. It's a lot of these statements today that are hard to understand from the wording. Okay, there was a guy who was walking, and he would normally say, okay, right, tuve deshama v'adish. Someone who hears somebody talk badly about them, and is silent, is adish, right? He's indifferent, okay? Chafua bishte mea. 100 misfortunes that were supposed to come upon him won't come upon him, right? This is a good basic advice, right? Don't take too seriously what people say about you, because if you start getting upset about it, it'll only make it worse. Just ignore it, right? Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never harm me, right? Ignore it. Move on. Amar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda. So now this is the beginning of, okay? This is the structure. We're going to have something somebody said, and then Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda where we get it from, a pasuk. And now you see why they're quoting this. Kraktiv poter mayim reshit madon. How did they understand reshit? Resh me'adine. Okay, it's the beginning of 100 dinim. In other words, once you start fighting, it'll cause 100 bad things to happen to you. But if you're silent and you end it right there, those things won't happen to you. Ha'uta hava ka'amar v'azil. Another guy used to say, Atarte tlat gan v'lo miktal. A ganav is not going to get killed for two or three thefts. But the assumption is, and this is a strange assumption that the Mefarshim try to deal with, but you will, if you steal four times already, you're going to get killed for it. Now, what it means you're going to get killed, right? Obviously, no one's going to judge you in court with death for stealing, but maybe they mean you're going to get yourself into trouble, that maybe it'll lead to you killing people, and, you know, don't get too comfortable with it because it will lead to bad things. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda Kraktiv, if you can figure this out, what pasuk he would quote. On three, you're not going to get punished, but the fourth, you will. Okay, anyone who ever learned Amos knows that the beginning of Amos starts out with Al Shlosha Pish'ei Edom V'al Ara Lo Shiven, Al Shlosha Pish'ei Moav, and basically it's one of my favorite parakim, because it goes through God's telling the people, you know, and if you ever read this, I learned it when I was young, and I remember thinking, like, okay, so what? Oh, all these non-Jewish countries, right? We all feel like, oh, okay, it doesn't relate to us, right? And at the end, he gets to Israel. Now he's trying to Yudah. So he gets to Israel, which even then, they don't care so much about Moshe Israel. And then he ends with, Al Shoshap She Yudah V'ala Ralo Shivena. In other words, don't think, oh, this isn't coming to me, but this is coming straight to you too. Don't try to be indifferent. So they're using this pasuk to show here, Komar Hashem al shlosha pishei Yisrael v'al hara lo ashivenu. Okay, that in other words, all the three pshaim, right, they quote the pasuk about Yisrael, because that's the one that's going to relate to the people in the Gemara, even though there the clincher was really the Yehuda. But al arba'a lo ashivenu, once it gets to four, I'm not going to overlook this. Huda hava ka'amar v'azil. Next line. Shev biri l'shalmana. There can be seven pits for an ish shalom, okay, a person who's good, and he won't fall into them. V'chada la'avi bish. But one pit could cause a bad person to fall right into it. Amar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda Kraktiv. What's the pasuk? Ki sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. This is an interesting one. It says in parentheses, v'rasha yipol be'chad. That's not actually the pasuk. That's the meaning of how they translate the pasuk. But sheva yipol tzadik, and he'll still get up. And the continuation of that pasuk is... where's the pasuk? Hey, Mishle, Urishaim yikashlu bira'a. Okay, but they're saying right there, it didn't say a number, it must be even in one. Hahudava ka'amar ba'azil. Mi beidina shakel glima. If the beitin took your glima, this is going to connect with something we said earlier, meaning they made you pay back your cloak to the next guy because they said you stole it. Lizamer zemer v'lezal ba'orcha. You should go happily singing out of the court, because again, what are you happy about? That was the tzedakah, that they potered you from this thing that you stole. That you're basically, you have a clean slate now. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda Kraktiv. What's the pasuk for this? V'gam kol ha'am hazeh al mekomo yavo b'shalom. That's in Shmot Yuchet, when the whole thing about Moshe and the judges, and then everyone will leave b'shalom from the court. Okay, if you do this setup, everyone will be happy, because again, you're happy even if you get judged badly. You should be anyway. Ha'udav ha'kam avazil. Another guy would say, Hi naima v'dikula shafil. she dozes and her, okay, the woman walking with the basket on her head, if she dozes while she's walking with the basket on her head, what's going to happen? The basket's going to fall, right? Her head's going to nod and her basket's going to fall. Meaning, if you're lazy, like you're falling asleep while you're doing your job, then calamity will happen. The lazy, right? Lazy people work the hardest. The lazy people, if he doesn't seal his roof, what's going to happen? The whole thing's going to fall apart when the rainy season, right? You have to be diligent about these things. Another guy would say, Gavra derechitzna ale adil gzize v'kam. A person who you rely upon, okay, will lift up his fist and stand against you. In other words, don't always be trusting of everybody, right? Sometimes people turn on you. Okay, the continuation is, right? He kicked me in the, with his ankle and, you know, and he ate my stuff. Okay, this is an interesting one. When you're in love with your spouse, okay, when the love is very strong, aziz, like oz, apute de safsira shechivan, you could sleep on the, how is it, like the edge of a sword, like something that's the width of a sword, okay? You could sleep on a bed that's teeny. Hashta de lo aziza, but as time goes on and your love might not be as strong anymore, aziza rechimtin, your love for each other, puriya barshitin garmidai lo sagelan, you don't even want to be in a bed that's 60 amo, okay? In other words, right, it's all about your feelings. So, and how, right, things could be, you know, big if you're feeling good, but if you're not, they could seem very small. Amrav Huna, Kraik Tive. Now, this is no longer Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, but now Rav Huna is bringing a pasuk for this. Mi'ikar Ktiv, v'no adati l'cha sham, v'dibarti itcha me'ala kaporet. What happens? God says in the Mishkan, I will speak to you, right? In the Torah it says, Me'ala Kaporet, V'tanya Aron Tisha, V'Kaporet Tefach. The Aron was 9, and the Kaporet was a Tefach. That's Harekan Asara. The area where God would speak to man was 10, right? 10 Amot. 10 Tefachim tall. Okay, very small. 10 Tefachim long, right? That was the size of the Aron. Uktiv, Abayit Asher Banah Melech Shlomo L'Hashem, Shishim Amar Arkov Esrim Rochbov Shloshim Amar Komato. Okay, ulevasof tiv, Komar Hashem Hashamayim Kisiv Ha'aretz HaJomar Glai, Ez Abayit Asher Tivnu Li. Okay, that was the Bayit, it was 60 Amot. Okay, my Mash, okay, so that's it, right? So that's how we get to this Shishim Amah, even wasn't, right? God needed a much bigger space at that point. He was not as happy with us and wanting to be with us. Again, one of these analogies of the love of a husband and wife to a love of God to the people. Okay, now back to this lo taguru. So the last thing we quoted about lo taguru was al tachnis, don't withhold testimony. So where do we get the taguru? Taguru is generally fear. How do we get that it's lichnos, to keep inside? Lishna de knusehu, right? My mashma de hai lo taguru, lishna de knusehu. How do we know that it's a lashon of lichnos, to gather? I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Akra. Now they're going to bring a number of different psukim. Not sure why they bring all of them, but using tagur milashon le'egor kochot, to gather. Okay, they're just going to bring a bunch of psukim that show that. V'yayin lo tishtev, lo te'egor, don't gather it. V'rav Acha bar Yaakov amar mehacha, tachim b'chayetz lachmecha, agra b'katsir machala, this is the nimala, the ant, right, prepares in the kayetz and gathers up in the katsir all of her food. Rav Acha b'reid Rav Ika amar mehacha, which is about a person, oger b'kayetz ben maskil. Someone who gathers in the summer is intelligent. Okay, another set of simanim, emem amon yirah, siman, for the next few statements. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Now we're going to get to all sorts of statements about judges, okay? I was thinking about the fact that Baba Batra, in the beginning of the Masechet, had a whole long thing about tzedakah around Dav Zayin Ched, all this, like long, this is also the same placement in the Masechet, and it's all these long discourses about Dayanim in general. Kol Dayan Shedan Dine Met Lamito, Mashresh Shechina B'Yisrael. Okay, if you judge true judgment, it's bringing the Shechina. Shene'emar Elohim Nitzav Vadat El, B'Kerev Elohim Yishpot. Okay, that's right, God will be there. V'chol Dayan She'eino Dan Dine Met Lamito, Gorem L'Shechina She'tistalate M'Yisrael, will cause the Shechina to leave. Shene'emar, Mishor Aniim Me'en Katev Yonim, Ata Takum Yomar Hashem. Now God will get up and leave, okay, if people steal from the Aniim and do bad things for them. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, okay, it should be Nachmani, not Nachman. Kol dayan shenotel mizeh venotein lezeh shelo kadin. Okay, if you take from the wrong person and give to the other person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu notel mimenu nafsho. We've actually seen this pasuk. Okay, he's going to take, he's basically going to be chayav, death, Okay, even though it's a dina mamano, right? It's saying it should be viewed so strongly. Shenemar al tigzol dal ki dalhu va'al tidake ani b'shar Hashem ki Hashem yariv rivam, because who's going to protect them? Hashem's going to fight their battle. V'kavad kovehem nafesh. If you remember, we saw that pasuk, and he's going to basically cause them to die. Va'amar Rishu bar Nachmani am Rabbi Yonatan le'olam yir'ed dayan atzmo ki ilu cherev munachat lo ben yirechotav. Okay, this is the image you should have when you're a judge judging, as if there's a cherev between your legs. The Gehenom p'tuchalo mitachtav, and Gehenom is open beneath you, that if you fall in, that's it. Shneamar, hinemi tatosh l'shlomo, shishim giborim savivla migiborei Yisrael, which is a reference to shishim judges. I don't know how they get to judges, or 60, usually we say 70, but okay. It says, if these giborim are judges, kulam achuzei cherev milumdei mechama, ish charbo al yirecho, that's where they get the cherev ben yirechav, mipacha balelot, how does the pacha balelot get to Gehenom? What's the pacha balelot? Mipachdash al Gehenom shedomeh lelayla. Okay, the fear of, right, Gehenom is always black, it's, right, the image of it is dark, like the night. Darash Rabbi Yoshia, v'itemer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, either it was Rabbi Yoshia or Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak who darshed in this. My dichtiv Beit David, ko'amar Hashem, dinu labokher mishpat. Okay, here's going to be the problematic part of the pasuk. What do you mean, judgment in the morning? What, not the rest of the day? Okay, we'll just keep reading the pasuk first. Vatzilu gazul miyad oshek. Right, save the stolen item from the person who stole it. V'chi baboker danim, v'chol hayom ein danim. Ela im barur lecha davar keboker. Remember this when we get to the eighth parak when they talk about im barur lecha davar keshemesh, right? Im zacha shemesh alav, the famous hababa machteret. Okay, it's going to be the same type of thing. If it's clear to you like morning, okay, how morning is clear, maybe the light in the morning is the most clear, or it's clear to you when morning comes, it's the most obvious, right? Afternoon, maybe it's hard to distinguish, but morning is very easy to distinguish when it comes because the sun rises. If it's so clear, then v'chi baboker, im barur lecha davar keboker, imrehu, v'im lav, al tomrehu. Don't say something as a judge that you're not confident about. Okay, you have to be confident in your judgment. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yonatan mehacha. We learn the same thing, but from a different pasuk. Emor lechochma achotiat, im barur lecha davar keachotcha, shiasura lecha, omrehu, v'im lav, al tomrehu. Okay, if it's so clear like your sister who's forbidden to you, that's such a clear, obvious thing. Okay, some people actually interpret this differently. They must have a different girsa. That if it's clear the way your sister is your sister, and that's so clear to you, then say it. If not, don't say it. Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Asara, now, okay, so this is all about the responsibility of a dayan. So now we're going to continue along this. Asara shiyoshvim badin. Let's say there are 10 judges. Okay, now, this actually, I think, relates to another sugya we're going to see later in Sanhedrin about what if 10 people kill one person? Do they get the death penalty, right? Who's responsible if 10 people together kill? So there, it's not so clear that everybody's responsible. But when it comes to judgment, they say, if you're 10 that ruled on a case, kolar taloy batzavar kulan. They're all equally responsible for convicting this person. Okay, and maybe there's a difference. When we get to that sugya, we'll try to compare it back to here. Maybe there's a difference between dayan and a regular person. Okay, because there they use the nefesh tachat nefesh, not 10 nefashot tachat nefesh echad. Okay, I can't remember all the details there. I think there's a machloket about it. I don't remember. I'll remember when we get there. But here it's very clear you're all fully responsible. The kolar is that Roman, thing they would kill people with, I think, or something. It's some sort of collar they would put around people's necks. Okay, so pshita. What do you mean? Obvious. So first of all, what I just mentioned might not be so obvious, but they say obviously. So lo tzricha ela l'tamida yoshev lifnei rabo. Now they're saying even if you weren't judging the case, but you were there, and you were the Talmid, and you didn't want to speak up, like we saw before, you're also responsible, just by being there, and not saying anything. Rav Huna ki ava'ate dine l'kame. So now we're going to see preventative methods that the rabbis use to help. On the one hand, they're saying everyone's equally responsible. On the other hand, now they're going to say, I want to share the responsibility with others. Now, here I view it a little differently. It's not because I want to share the responsibility with others because I want to have less of a penalty if I do something wrong. But here they want to share the responsibility so that they're scared they're going to make a mistake. They want to make sure they have other opinions, right? If you do something, you make a serious decision, you usually ask some other people for their opinion also. You don't jump into it without looking into it clearly. So a bunch of judges would do this. Michnifu maite asara rabbanami beirav. He would take 10 rabbis from the house, from the Beit Midrash, basically. Amar ki hecha delimtie shiva mikishura. Okay, I want it to be so that each of us only are like a splinter from the board, right? That all of our responsibility is much less. Now, again, I don't think he thinks that they're not responsible. But again, I think he just wants their help to make it less oil on his head. Rav Ashi ki avate trefata lekame. Okay, this isn't even the death penalty. This is if a piece of meat is treif or not. What would he do? Machnifu maitelu lekulu tabachei demata machase. He would gather all the butchers in the town in order to make sure, right? Mata machase was a place in order to make sure he didn't make a mistake. Amar ki echad dilimtayin shiva mikashura. Again, so that it'll be like a splinter from a board. My level of responsibility. Ki ata Rav Dimi amar. Darash Rav Nachum Bar Kohen, my dichtiv melech b'mishpat yamid eretz v'ish trumot yarsenu. What does this mean? A melech will be ma'amid eretz, but an ish trumot will destroy it. So what does an ish trumot sound like? A kohen, right? Truma. So let's see. Im dayan domeh lemelech she'eino tzarich l'klum. What's the difference between a melech and a kohen? A kohen depends on the truma, right? The kohen, the melech isn't dependent on anybody. He's got all the money he wants. So if you're like a melech that doesn't need anything, yamid eretz v'im domeh lekohen shemechazir b'beit hakranot, a granot, right? He collects his money from his food from the beit hakranot. Yahar senu. If you're dependent on other people, you'll end up not being a good judge. Now the assumption here is that this is a reference to chokhmah. If you don't have all the knowledge and you're dependent on other people for knowledge, you can't really be a good judge. Debein nesiya ukma dayane de lo hava gamir. Okay, the Beit Nasi put up dayanim that were not knowledgeable. Amar Leli, Yehuda Bar Nachmani, Miturgan Ne Derish Lakish, Kum Ale Be'emora. So they said to Yehuda Bar Nachmani, who was the Miturgaman of Rish Lakish, what was a Miturgaman? He wasn't a translator, he was a microphone. The Emoraim would talk, and he would speak louder to the people, right? When someone would give a drasha. So he would say, so he went by this new judge. Kam gachin ale, he bent down to hear what he had to say. Velo amar le velo midi, but the guy didn't know anything, so he didn't say anything. Patach ma'amar, so the miturgaman said, heve omer la'etz hakitza, uri la'evin domem. Okay, this is what you say to a tree, wake up, and wake up to an evin domem, right, a dumb rock. Hu yore, this is a person who's going to teach. Hineu tafus, this is all a pasuk from Chavakuk. Hu tafus zahav v'kesef, he's full of zahav and kesef, v'chol ruach ein b'kirbo, but he's got nothing inside him. V'atir ha-kadosh baruch hu li'para mima'amidin. And now, who's responsible for this? The people who made him the judge. Shene'emar v'ashem be'echal kodsho, has mi panav kol aretz. That's a later pasuk in Chavakuk there. I'm not sure if it's the next, I think it's the next one. Yeah, it's the next pasuk. Hashem is the one who's going to punish for this. Amar Rish Lakish. Kol ha-ma'amid dayan she'eno agun, ki ilu notea asherah b'Yisrael, she'ne'emar, shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha, v'samech le lo tita lecha asherah kol etz. Okay, it says, put up the shoftim v'shotrim, when it finishes that little section about them, like what they should be, then it says, lo tita kol etz, asherah kol etz. So you can't, that's a avodah zarah. So they basically say, if the smicho parshiot, and we're going to darshan a few smicho parshiot now, which is, if you put up shotrim v'chotrim, right, and you don't do it right, then it's basically like putting an asherah, like avodah zarah. Amar Rav Ashi, b'mkom she'esh tamidei chachamim, ki ilu neta'o etzel mizbeach. Okay, and if you do it near, what does it say? Lo tita kol asherah kol etzel mizbeach Hashem Elokecha. So if you do it in a place where there are tamidei chachamim who could have been put as judges and you didn't put them, it's as if you stuck the asherah right near the mizbeach Hashem. You can see the image. And then what does it say? Lo k'tiv lo ta'asuni ti Elohei kesef Elohei zahav. Okay, it says in Shmot Perkaf. Okay, don't make Elohei kesef Elohei zahav. Elohei kesef Elohei zahav u'delo avde. What ha'etz share? What you can make Elohei etzim, right? Psalim out of etz. Of course not. I'm Rav Ashi. Eloha haba b'shvil kesef. Here again, we go to Eloha is a judge. Elohim is judge. One who comes b'shvil kesef, ve Eloha ba b'shvil zahav rav, ki avata lebeit dina amar hachi. Oh no, period. Okay, in other words, it's a reference to a judge who's bought for money. He buys his way through money. Okay, we'll finish a little, we'll do a little bit more, and then we'll stop for today. Ki avata lebeit dina amar hachi. Okay, when he would come to the court, he would say this. This is, sorry, I didn't read it right. B'shvil zahav, period. Okay, when Rav, ki avata lebeit dina, he would say this when he got into the court. Okay, this was a way to kind of remind him of what he was doing. Birat nafshe lekat lanafik, v'tzave beite leitu avid. Okay, so bireut nafshe lekat lanafik, right, this means, what the translation is, what do you have there? Bireut nafshe, I forgot the beginning part, of his own will.
next man is going to his death.
Ah, okay. Right, he's talking about himself. He's saying, I'm going to death if I make a mistake in this way. Okay, then the next section is, and I'm not taking care of my household, okay, which you think was a bad thing, but he's actually saying, I'm not doing this for the money, is what he's trying to say. I'm going to go home empty-handed because judges shouldn't get paid. I hope that I come home the way I went out, right, that without any averot. When he saw these sofrim that would go abatre and would say, oh, you're so great, you're so great, you're so great, what would he say? He didn't want it to get to his head. Amar im yale l'shamayim si'o ki gilalo l'netzach yoved. If you go up to the shamayim and think you're so great, you're going to be wiped out like the dung, which will just dry out and be gone. Marzutra chasida ki avu machat vele b'shiv to derigla, when they were carrying them on his shoulders on the Shabbat of the regal, amar hachi ki lola olam chosen, strength doesn't last forever, v'im nezir l'dor l'dor, and the crown doesn't last forever. Okay, we'll stop here for today. We'll pick up from here tomorrow.